Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2233, recorded on Thursday the 3rd of August 2023. I'm Alison Aplin and Phil Harrison is with me to read the first part of this week's Chatterbox. Before anything else, we have to start with a sincere apology. Last week's recording was completed on time and the wallets were delivered to the Royal Mail. However, there must have been a mix-up at the sorting office because some, perhaps all, of the wallets were not delivered. They were all returned to Chatterbox today. As soon as we realised they had not been delivered, we returned them to the sorting office and we hope you received them on Friday the 4th. Perhaps someone needs to sort out the sorting office. Many listeners rang us to say you had not received the wallets and we're delighted that you made contact. You can always call Chatterbox and leave us a message with your views and comments at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. We will note some of the comments you made later in Information Desk. We're delighted to welcome one new listener this week. We're very pleased that Miss Wendy Bensley of Norwich has joined us. We hope you will enjoy this edition of Chatterbox and the news and special recordings we'll be sending you every week. This edition of Chatterbox will include four sets of news stories from the evening news, several letters to the newspaper, information desk and three features. The first is another feature taken from the Norwich Seeker. It's a story about stories. The other two stories will both have a cooking theme. However, before we start, we have a special message from Sally Abbott.
Hello everyone. The August 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine is all ready for you. Along with our regular contributors and features, we hear from Norwich-based ITV Arts editor Nina Nana on how she is keeping her beloved husband's memory alive. Why rugby legend Will Greenwood loves Norfolk, and how the Victorious, a Norfolk sailing boat, is restored and relaunched on her 100th birthday. We learn about a project unearthing the secrets of Roman Norfolk and discover the wonders of our deep history coast. There are some very interesting articles for you, so please keep listening after the news.
Thank you, Sally. I'll now ask Phil to introduce the first set of news stories.
Thank you, Alison, and welcome back. Buildings in central Norwich hit the headlines in the evening news every day this week. The future of the old Topshop unit in Haymarket continues to be uncertain, as Morrisons have not confirmed rumours that they're backing out. Vandals have been painting graffiti on the building, and city cops are cracking down on them. Plans have been announced for the demolition of Victoria House on Queen's Road in September. More details have also been released for the Anglia Square demolition. Meanwhile, a Norwich City councillor and another activist have gone on trial for causing criminal damage to a Barclays Bank branch. Here is Alison to start with a report from the abandoned Topshop site in the centre of the city.
A city centre shop has been targeted by vandals again as frustrations continue over a major supermarket brand's stalled takeover of the site. The former Topshop unit in Haymarket was expected to become a Morrisons this summer. Morrisons has declined to comment on the building. This uncertainty has seen the site become the target of repeated vandalism, with a third incident now being recorded in just 2 months. Potential housing kept empty by millionaire landlords is the latest message graffitied onto the shopfront. This follows messages in June that read, "To be continued," and "Why is this massive building empty when hundreds of people in Norwich have nowhere to live?" Morrisons was previously expected to sign a 15-year lease in February ahead of a likely June opening date, but work on the building appeared to stop in April. Steve Morphew, Labour Group leader at Norfolk County Council, previously said the supermarket needs to move in or move over.
Norwich police are cracking down on graffiti after a spate of tagging in the city centre. City cops made three arrests during increased patrols last week, including a man in his 60s, one in his 40s, and another in his 20s. It comes amid a spate of crimes in Norwich, which have seen the vacant former Topshop store tagged with graffiti, urging owners Morrisons to move in or move over. Officers made the first arrest where the man in his 60s was arrested in connection with graffiti on a property in Riverside Road. Then a man in his 40s was arrested in connection with criminal damage, following tagging on a home in Prince of Wales Road at about 9:45 p.m. Police made their third arrest when a man in his 20s was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage after a graffiti was sprayed onto a building in Haymarket. It is thought this building is the former Topshop store. Both of these men were given cautions for the incidents. Police say they've been inundated with reports of graffiti from city folk in SNAP, Safer Neighbourhood Action Panel, meetings and to officers on the beat.
Plans to demolish a city centre office block have been revealed amid criticism over their environmental impact. Developers are hoping to begin demolition work at Victoria House in Queen's Road this month. They hope to redevelop the site in a project which is thought to include at least some office space. The former Marsh offices have stood empty for 18 months since the insurance company moved out to the Broadland Business Park. Now developers have revealed how they will demolish the landmark property. Work will take place between Monday and Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m, with plans for Saturday working also afoot. Developers say machine work will not begin before 8 a.m. and dust emanating from the site will be controlled with hoses. Goody Demolition, the contractors, say the control of dust and noise is of major concern, saying they intend to keep the impact on the local area to the lowest level possible. Weekly assessments of the work's impact will take place to assess noise, dust and vibrations, while weather conditions will be monitored in order to make sure large quantities of dust are not blown onto the surrounding streets. Demolition bosses say the building will fall in a manner designed to reduce debris and impact on surrounding properties. The developers are aiming for the work to begin on August the 7th and continue for 6 months.
More details of work to demolish Norwich's Anglia Square shopping complex to replace it with 1,100 homes have been revealed. As part of the works, which were formally approved this month after councillors had approved them in April, developers Western Homes has agreed to fund highway and public transport improvements, as well as improve the green spaces surrounding the site. Developers have also agreed to pay for improvements and conservation work at nearby green spaces, while the agreement has seen them purchase significant mitigation credits in order to ensure nutrient neutrality. The financial implications of the Section 106 agreements are yet to be published. While the large multi-storey car park will not be replaced, integrated cycle parking and car parking for those living there will be provided. However, the council says this is of a below policy level. Up to 450 cars parking spaces and 1,888 cycle bays are planned, as well as around 200 new trees. All parking and car club spaces will have an electric charging point. Work on Anglia Square is expected to begin in 2024 with the multi-storey car park, which closed in 2012, earmarked as the first building to fall as part of phased works across 8 years. The former Hollywood cinema is set to fall by the end of next year, but derelict eyesore Sovereign House is not scheduled to be demolished until 2026.
A Norwich City councillor and another woman have gone on trial, accused of causing criminal damage when they smashed the windows of a bank in a climate change protest. Green councillor for Mancroft Ward, Amanda Fox, aged 52, and Jennifer Parkhouse, who's 71, deny causing criminal damage to Barclays Branch on St James's Court in Norwich on April the 13th, 2021. As the case got underway at King's Lynn Crown Court yesterday, the jury of 8 women and 4 men heard that Fox of Kildakin Way, Norwich, and Parkhouse of Vale Green in the city had entered not guilty pleas. John Fairhead, prosecuting, said the defendants had damaged doors and windows belonging to Barclays. He said Fox and Parkhouse accepted that they had caused the damage, but argued that they had a lawful excuse. Mr. Fairhead said that EDP journalist Sarah Burgess had received an email on Monday, April the 12th, and a text message at 6:30 a.m. the following morning telling her that there would be a protest at Barclays Bank at 7 a.m. He said when she arrived at the bank, she saw two women approach the building. In a statement, Miss Burgess said one smashed a window with a hammer, the other used what appeared to be a pickaxe to smash a door. A group of around 20 Extinction Rebellion protesters held up placards outside the court before the case got underway yesterday. Phil will now introduce this week's letters to the Evening News.